Ron DeSantis is the most dangerous man in America. When he cost thousands their lives during the pandemic, he knew what he was doing.
Data we've analyzed suggests the pandemic's most extreme impacts on the Sunshine State may be deadlier than what state leaders have told the public.
And when Ron DeSantis says he wants America to look like fascist Florida, you better believe he has a plan. Ron DeSantis, when someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Like a beaver crossed with a Klansman, buck-toothed Josh Hawley roams the halls of the Senate looking for ways to snuff out your rights.
I have to start by confessing a bit of confusion.
Freedom of speech? He's not a fan. Freedom of choice? Josh Hawley prefers the Handmaid's Tale version of America.
The attack on men is already far advanced.
The right of kids to be safe in schools? Not so much. Unless you're a bigot or an AR-15, Josh Hawley couldn't care less about your rights. Haven't we had enough?
We have to stop stigmatizing it. Homelessness is not an indictment of character. The number of homeless people is only continuing to rise as hardworking Americans just run out of options.
Everyone wants homelessness to get better. We have to start from the page that this is a shared problem.
You can help. Visit coalitionforthehomeless.com today and see what you can do to make things better. He's a voice for the average Ohioan. Sherrod Brown has fought for working class families his entire life, protecting the livelihoods of workers in Ohio. And Sherrod Brown believes that companies like Norfolk Southern should pay for the messes they make.
So it's clear that their greed and incompetence always takes precedent over making their workers safe and making communities safe that they go through.
Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Life's expensive right now. I get it. But Joe Biden and the Democrats in Congress are trying to do something about it. The Inflation Reduction Act will bring prices down at the supermarket and the gas station. Call your congressperson. Tell them you support the Inflation Reduction Act.